This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Well, it is that day where it is a special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt Rogers joins us in studio. Affordable Interest Mortgage, your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs. I don't care what it is, reverse mortgage, regular mortgage, refinancing, VA, whatever. Kurt and his crew can help you out. Their number is 720-895-0500. And with that, we will welcome Mr. Rogers. How are you?
You know, every time I sit here, just before the show comes on, I look at these mounts and I'm like, you know, I really enjoy coming for the show just so the phone's not ringing and I'm looking at those mounts.
Serene hour just to look out.
It's
right?
A great place to relax.
A little spa music or something there. Yeah. So I said, Mr. Rogers. Hey, did you see that movie?
No, I haven't. I want to see it. Yeah, I really do want to see it. I think he will do a very good job of that.
Yeah.
If you know a little bit really about good. The guy, he was quite a man.
Oh, sure. Rogers. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He had lots of tattoos on his arm. That's why he wore
Sweater or long sleeve,
yeah.
Really?
And he was ashamed of them, so that's one of the reasons he wore the sweaters.
Gotcha.
He was a Marine.
Yeah, I knew he was in the service. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Cool.
Quite a guy.
All right, we got a great event we're going to talk about real quick coming up. So, Kurt, tell us about your event.
Okay, we're having an event that we're going to cover a couple of different things. One of them is the asset manager, and the other one is how to become your own bank. So you quit borrowing money from somebody else; you borrow it from yourself. The event's going to be on Thursday, February 27th at 6:30 p.m. It's going to be at the Lamar Center, which is on Lamar Street in Arvada, 5889 North Lamar Street. We're going to kind of go over the asset manager. We're going to show you how to pay less taxes with your retirement funds, how to keep more of your money. It's going to take probably no more than 45 minutes to an hour. John Rush is going to be there. He's going to show how these products can help you with your business if you're self-employed, how to take advantage of them even when the market's soft. It's about a 45-minute. We're also going to provide dinner.
Okay, that'll work.
Now, the Marsh Street Center is about a, 15,000-square-foot type museum warehouse with a bunch of classic cars, actually some you can bid on. It's got classic motorcycles. It's got an old diner. And it's got jukeboxes. It's really a very cool place. So if you don't like listening to us, you can wander around the Lamar Center. It's okay.
All right. Once again, this is going to be at 5889 North Lamar Street in Arvada. And asset manager, become the bank. Joe Quijano is going to be there as well. And as Kurt mentioned, John Rush. Thursday, February 27th, seating is limited. So here's what we'd like for you to do. RSVP for us. You can call Mike at 720-895-0500 to reserve your spot, or you can simply go to aimortgage.com/events, and you can register there as well. And we will give you that information again before we get out of here today, but just a great time to come out, get a bite to eat, meet Kurt, meet Joe Quijano, and also John Rush, and maybe something that'll get you on a better financial road.
Well, what we're going to kind of basically teach you is the benefits of the asset manager. We've talked about that many times. Most people, they kind of hear about it, but they don't understand the true benefits. The first thing that really sticks out about the loan is it's a simple interest loan, not a compound interest. So instead of, if you look at your mortgage, and you know, we've all heard about it, how much interest you will pay on a compound interest loan, you're going to pay 70 to 80 cents on the dollar. For every dollar you give them, 70, 80 cents is going to interest to the bank. Well, this is a simple interest loan. What that means is you only pay the interest on the month that you use the money. So as your payoff goes down, so does your payment. As your payment goes down, more of the money you deposit in your bank goes to principal, which in turn keeps feeding it. So with the lazy money that's sitting there, it's basically paying off your home in half the time. You can spend the money, but you're getting credited the same rate for the money in the bank as you're paying on the mortgage. So it's kind of like a savings account. If you were to deposit $5,000 into your checking account on a monthly basis, they might be paying you 5 or 6% on that money while it sits there. They apply that to principal, lowers your payoff, lowers your payment, which in turn lowers your interest rate. The average customer that we have has a net effective interest rate of about 2.7 to 2.9 because of what they're making on it. And once you start to see how your lazy money goes to work, you see some of the other advantages. It comes with a checking account, comes with a savings account. It is a 30-year mortgage, and it's also a 30-year HELOC. You have access to your equity to where you never need me again. Right. You get one loan as long as you're in the house. You never come back to me to do home improvements, to buy investment properties, to buy a car, to handle emergencies. Example, my wife and I, about 6 months ago, we had a faucet that wasn't draining very well, sink. Come to find out that we had to tear up our basement floor and replace a pipe to the tune of $7,000.
It's never easy when it's just a faucet or toilet or whatever.
Yeah. It was just a little bit slow to drain, and all of a sudden we wrote a check for $7,000, but we took it out of our asset manager.
Right.
Still pay off the home in 12 years. We still don't have a problem because we didn't have to touch our retirement. We didn't have to put it on a 401k, and we didn't have to go get a loan for it. It will actually stop you from ever having to go through refinancing your home because everything you need is already built into the loan. And that's what we're going to talk about at this event. We're going to walk you through the process. It's very simple. It's been around since 1965. It is not new. One of the things that I say that you'll hear me in the event talk about is it makes you mortgage safe. Since 1999 till today, there's only been one person ever to foreclose with this loan. One. In 2008 to 2010, there were 7 million people that foreclosed with a standard 30-year fixed. It prevents you when times get tough not being able to access your equity.
Wow.
And we'll teach you all that if you want to come to the event. Just go to aimortgage.net/events and sign in. We're going to provide dinner and give you a great place to listen in.
Cool. Thursday, February 27th, and that will be at 6:30. Real quick before we get to our guest. Did you see the Daytona 500 crash last night on?
Yeah, and the Ryan Newman. Yeah, and they said the guy's going to live.
Yeah. Oh my!
And he got hit right in the door.
Well, the guy was tailing him, so he was right on the back of his car, square. Yeah. Moved over a little bit. That sent him in a spin. He was winning the Daytona 500, and there couldn't have been 300 yards more to go.
No.
And he would have won. And I mean, man, hit the wall, and then he turned sideways. And then another car hit him going 200
miles an hour. When he was upside down?
Yeah.
Hit that door.
And, I mean, slid on the top. Car was on fire. I mean, fuel pouring out. Wow. I mean, it was unbelievable. So we are very glad Ryan Newman.
You think they built those cars for crash-proof?
Well. Yeah. Well, you know, they said it was 19 years ago to the day that Dale Earnhardt was killed. And when you watch that wreck, it's nothing to what happened. I mean, he just barely bounced into the wall and he killed him, you know. So now the cars are. Yeah.
There are lots.
And I'm not a huge NASCAR. I mean, it's fun. I mean, we all go to kind of watch the wreck.
Yeah. We want to watch the wreck.
You know?
It's like going to a hockey game or to a fight in a hockey game, bro.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, again, sure glad Ryan Newman is doing well. So that was a good thing to come out of that horrible, horrible crash. All right. Atlas Real Estate. Now, normally when we have Atlas Real Estate, we are talking to Mike Hills, but we are glad to have in studio for the first time Jim Doolittle. And Jim Doolittle works with Mike there at Atlas Real Estate. And so, Jim, great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
So let's kind of start at the beginning. And we're talking about people's money and all the experience we bring. So kind of give us some of your background and, you know, what got you into where you are today.
Sure. I'm happy to. I kind of made a radical change with my money about starting about 6 years ago and became a full-time investor, real estate investor, specifically buying and holding and renting real estate, and poured all my money into it. And then I was able to retire in a rather quick period of time.
And you're a relatively young man.
And I'm a relatively young man, which is why I'm not retired
compared
today.
To Scott, you're quite young.
Yeah.
I don't even see a gray hair on him, man.
Neither do I. Maybe in his beard.
Yeah.
And then I came to work for Atlas because I was too young to retire, like you said.
Sure.
I didn't have anyone to play with. All my friends were still working.
They were working.
Right. They were working.
So before you decided to get an investment, what attracted you to becoming a real estate investor, and how did you come to know Mike?
Yeah, so I met Mike at the foreclosure auction down in Douglas County. And, you know, I was the guy in the back row trying to learn the game and how it worked. And, you know, I didn't bring my money to the table because I was still in learning mode. And there was this guy younger than me in the front row raising his hand and bidding on everything. And so I said to myself, that guy is a real player. that guy's a fix and flipper that I need to know. And so after three attempts, I forced him to have breakfast with me, and I couldn't wait for all this knowledge I was going to get from him in one breakfast on how to fix and flip houses. And as it turns out, he wouldn't talk to me about fixing and flipping houses. All he would talk about is buying and holding and renting houses or properties.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, that's the most boring thing on earth. I want to be a flipper because that's what I see on TV.
Quick money.
It's exciting. It's dramatic. And, you know, and you just make money hand over fist. At least that's what I thought. Yep. And so in that one breakfast, Mike, I give him credit for getting my head on the right path towards not flipping houses, but holding houses.
Very interesting. So most people, when we talk about this, and we've been doing these shows with Mike a couple of years, I mean, that first house is the one that puts the most fear in them.
Yeah.
Because, again, they just the fear of the unknown and hearing all the nightmare stories of being a landlord. And, of course, you don't have to do that, and I highly recommend not doing that. Let you guys manage it. But kind of talk about, I mean, how you got there to just doing that first one.
Yeah, and, you know, I bought a lot of houses in a very short period of time, but it took a year to buy that first one. And I did a lot of research. I went to all the networking events around town, got really smart, knew my numbers, you know, upside down and forwards, and still kept, you know, was still very, very uncomfortable. And a broker finally sat me down, showed me a specific house that was a wreck on the inside, which scared me even further. And he sat me down and said, here are the numbers, let's do them together. He was very patient. I remember exactly the booth we were sitting in at Old Chicago's up on 120th. And he made me comfortable. And yeah. So that one person was critical in my success. And it has been a great investment. I've since bought slightly better ones because I know a little bit more about what I'm doing. But it's been a great investment, and I own it to this day, and made a lot of money off of it.
With as many different places you went to learn, to get the knowledge, and knowledge takes time and money, what did you hear out there that as you've moved forward with buying real estate investment properties, what have you did you hear that is not necessarily always the right path to go? You talked about fix and flip, but what else was there? I mean, are there techniques being taught that are incorrect? Do you need a lot of money to get into it? How did you start that first one?
You know, every investor has their own story, right? And I haven't heard a duplicate story yet. Mine's very different because I started later in life. Most people started
younger.
Yeah, much younger. Mike started in college.
Yeah.
Right? And so he went slower, but he started earlier, so he's still ahead of me.
Right.
I started later, went really fast, but I'm still trying to catch up to Mike.
So what is it about Mike's system and the way he does things that you like?
You know, Mike is incredibly generous with his information, and he hasn't been to any of these national guru events where you spend a lot of money and they give you the education and the tools and the coaching and et cetera, so that you can move forward. I have paid for some of that. Some of it has been worth the money. A lot of it has not been worth the money. And as Mike will say at Atlas, and I'm in the same camp now, Mike and I and everyone at Atlas, we'll teach you all that stuff. When it comes to buying and holding real estate, we'll teach you all that stuff, but we won't charge you anything for it.
And, you know, when we first met Mike, yep. I mean, Kurt knew him a little bit before me, but when came in, he said, oh, we're going to have this, you know, meeting at my office, and I'm like, oh, here it goes. This is where he starts selling them CDs and, you know, and books and different things of how to do things, and this is where – and then, you know, when I found out, you know, there's absolutely no charge for anything, he says, hey, I got nothing to sell you. I don't even have a house to sell you right now. I just want you to come hear our philosophy, so to speak, you know, kind of show you how things compare to the market and compared to real estate and over the years and what each has done. And so I went because I'm like, there's no way he's doing that for free. Kurt, I went to the person, you know. I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, every one you go to, you know, they're going to teach you, but yeah, you got to pay a lot of money to go there.
And it's not only that it's free. He just, like you said, he pours out the knowledge, and you can have a beer, have a glass of wine, have a little snack. Then he spends time afterwards answering any question you want.
Yeah.
He'll meet you for coffee. And it's not just Mike. It's everybody that's there.
Our entire team.
The entire team does that. You guys have an event last Tuesday of every month.
Yep.
And it's off of 970 Yuma.
Yep. Right off.
You could just show up, or you can call up and tell him you're coming. And then he sits down and goes through the process.
Yep. Yeah, it's just a one-hour meeting, and it's just Mike telling his story and giving all kinds of information. And then we, everyone on Mike's team, we hang out and take any further questions, and there's usually a lot of further questions. And, you know, people start to realize that you can hold real estate, not a super glamorous business. Let's face it, there's tenants, there's toilets. It's not glamorous, but we make money hand over fist, and we make money four different ways. And some people think that you just make money off of the cash flow. We love cash flow, don't get me wrong, but we make money four different ways, which is why we outperform the stock, why real estate investing outperforms the stock market.
Right. Tell you what, let's go to break. When we come back, we'll review those four ways. You're listening to a special edition of Your Money Matters. We'll be right back. Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest to you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DNDTireService.com.
With rates dropping, you can save thousands in interest. Want to know how to save even more? Do a simple interest loan. Take AIM. We're sponsoring an event at the Lamar Street Center to demonstrate how to save thousands more with a simple interest loan. Walk back in time to the 50s and the 60s. Classic cars, motorcycles, diner, and so much more. To register, call 720-895-0500 or go to aimortgage.net/events. Seats are limited. February 27th, 6:30 p.m. Dinner will be provided. Talk with many of our past clients and find out how they're paying off their home much faster and not changing their spending habits, all while being able to access their equity for 30 years. Take AIM. To register, call 720-895-0500 now or go to aimortgage.net/events. Seats are limited. February 27th, 6:30 p.m. Dinner provided. Find out how to increase your tax-free retirement. Join us at Lamar Street Center. Take a step back in time when paying off your house didn't cost so much. Take AIM. 720-895-0500. NMLS 298191. Regulated by DORA. Equal credit lender.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley, along with Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Our special guest today, Jim Doolittle. Jim is with Atlas Real Estate. Jim's number, 303-913-2333. That's 303-913-2333, if you'd like to give him a call after the show. And hey, you can call us now if you have any questions, 303-477-5600 as well. And we are talking about real estate, investing, and how to get into it. And you were talking about before the break, Jim, four ways people can make money. So let's kind of review those.
Yeah, real estate's really exciting when you look at the big picture and all the different ways that we make money. So everyone knows that we make cash flow, right? So we have X amount in payments, and then we rent it for more than that, and the difference goes in our pocket. So everybody knows that.
Right.
And then, of course, we're always buying appreciating assets. More, by far, more years than not, real estate appreciates, right? We've had some down years, but over the course of the long term, almost every year, real estate appreciates. And that goes in your pocket too. The one that two that people don't realize is that, of course, if you have an amortized loan and the tenants are making those payments, some of that payment goes to the interest, some of that payment goes to the principal, which is the same as going in your pocket.
Sure.
I like to think of it as the cash flow goes in my checking account, the amount that they're paying down my principal, that goes in my savings account. But it's still mine, and I still get credit for that, and it makes the investment terrific. And then the last one is a tax event. I mean, the taxes are already favorable when it comes to income off of real estate investing. But then our president a couple of years ago passed some new laws that made it even more attractive, and it's called, some people call it cost segregation or depreciation. These are all accounting terms, but at the end of the day, we pay far less in income taxes off of our properties than you would from a wage or from, say, buying and selling stocks and getting a capital gains tax.
Now, and I've been to Mike's conversations that he has, and he really kind of goes in depth on showing how those different ways of making money. The one that you talked about is, as somebody's making the payment, they're actually buying your payoff down.
That's right.
But in that also is, you said it outperforms the stock market. Now, Mike has a good personal story, but explain how you see investment property outperforming the stock market.
Yeah, sure. So I wish I could take credit for this statement, but somebody once said that, you know, and it was a group of real estate investors like me, and he said, you know, we're not really in the real estate business. And we all scratched our head and go, sure we are. What do you think we're doing? That's why we're all here. And he says, no, we're really in the leverage business. And it was a rather profound statement. And like profound statements, I don't understand them or get their meaning in the beginning. And then later, at some point later in life, I realize now I know what he meant by that.
Yep.
Right? Have you ever had those moments in life? And it's the old saying, you know, other people's money. And other people's money is a beautiful thing. What I mean by that is, if you take your own money and invest it in the stock market, you know, you want to buy low and sell high, right? And when it works, it's great. But when it works, you get a really big tax bill to go along with it. With real estate, I'm not going to go into too much detail on the tax bill, but because I'm not a CPA, but you'll definitely pay far fewer taxes by investing in real estate. But the magic of the higher returns in real estate is caused by the leverage and other people's money, like I talked about. And here's probably the simplest example. So if you invest $500 or $500,000, let's say $500 in the stock market, and it appreciates at 6, 7% or whatever, right? Everyone has a different number. That's all fine and good. If you invest that same $500 in real estate without leverage, it'll appreciate about the same as the stock market does. So your return with the stock market and paying cash in real estate, it's really about the same, not a huge difference. But when you borrow a bunch of that money from somebody else and you get the appreciation on the full amount, only putting some of that money, of your own money down, now you're making money off of someone else. You're the bank, as you
That's
like
right.
to say.
That's right.
We all like to say that. Don't, you know, become the bank, right? And so let's say, you know, if you can invest $500 in the stock market and get a typical 4.5% appreciation on the real estate, or you could borrow three times that amount, you'd have $2,000 that you've invested, and you'll get appreciation on the $2,000 rather than on the $500, right? So the full appreciation goes in your pocket. It's just use other people's money, so you're getting appreciation off of a much larger asset.
So, and again, because the other people are giving you that appreciation, they're making the payments. You're still only on the smaller portion that you're liable for. If you, for example, you got a $200,000 house and you put $40,000 down, your investment's only $40,000. You borrowed $160,000, and the $160,000 is going to give you the rate of return, and it's off your $40,000, not the $160,000, because they're paying $160,000 off, and you're getting the appreciation on the two.
Mm-hmm.
That's the breakdown.
That's exactly
and that
right.
That doesn't happen in the stock market.
No, you can't. You can invest using leverage in the stock market, but it's very dangerous.
Very risky.
Very risky. Very dangerous. I don't recommend it.
And one of the things Mike talks about in the conversations he has, he actually compares the average rate of return on the stock market with the average rate of return on homes. And he shows you that over a 30, 40-year period. But he also explains to you that it's not your money going forward. It's somebody else's money. And that the stock market, if it goes down, the housing market goes down. They kind of work together.
Yeah.
So back in 08, when the market crashed at 35-40%, home market crashed. But it turns around and comes back. Homes appreciate on average, what, 5-6% a year?
Here, well, in Denver, it's about 4.5% over the long term. But in the nation, it's about 3.5%. So even better to invest here in Denver than, you know, most other places in the country.
Sure. And, you know, it's the method that you guys do. Because, I mean, you guys study an area for a while. You know, we were talking about on Colfax, you know, he said several years ago. I mean, that's always the stuff I find out about is when
it's too late.
It's already its high point, you know. But then you guys did your studies over there and bought some houses over there. And now, you know, done very, very well over there because of the hospital and different things and the growth over there and all the different renovations. Yeah.
Yeah. So I grew up and I've lived here, let's see, since 1977 and grew up on the south end of town. And, you know, and then now I'm a real estate investor, new real estate investor. And somebody said, I got a property for you. I want you to look at this one. It was in Commerce City. And I grew up with all these perceptions of Commerce City about what that meant. I won't tell you what those are. but honestly, I'd never been to Commerce City. And so I went and looked at this property, and it was in a neighborhood that was very different than the neighborhood that I grew up in. But I ended up buying the property anyway. It's one of my best investments I've ever made. Now I have one a block away, and I'll buy in Commerce City, most areas of Commerce City.
Anytime
I can. So the point is that, you know, there's perceptions about certain parts of town, and
like Mike says, you can't think of it that way for you long term.
Right? It doesn't have to be a house that you want to live in. It just has to be a house that someone wants to live in.
Key word is it's an investment.
Yeah.
I might not like this company, but I might invest money in their stocks because the company does well.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a product I use, but it's an investment.
Yeah.
It's the best place for my money.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, okay, is now, and I get the question all the time when people will call me up after the show, is now a good time to buy investment property? I know what Mike's answer is. What's yours?
Yeah, I don't know. I think our answers are the same. And, you know, when you're buying income property specifically, you're buying for the long term, right? This isn't a get rich fast kind of story, but it's a get really rich, really slow story. And it's a great story. So someone once said, I don't know who to give the credit to for this, but, you know, they said the best time to buy real estate is 20 years ago. But since we can't do that, the second best time to buy real estate is today. And, you know, I still believe that. And I was a terrible stock market investor, always tried to time the market, always got it wrong. I'm not making that mistake with real estate. I'm just buying when I find a good deal. And if the market turns, I don't think it's going to turn by much or very quickly, but I'll be totally happy with it because I'm buying for the long term. And it's definitely going to work out in the long term. So another story is, so I was in a seminar presentation. The room was full of brokers, right? In that presentation, the presenter asked me a few questions, and basically everyone found out that I was a buyer. I was buying income properties. And when it was all said and done, two different brokers approached me separately and said, you're absolutely nuts to be buying in this market. Okay. They both had the same message. They're both brokers, been brokers for a long time. These were folks that were long in the tooth, if you know what I mean, and said, you're crazy to be buying real estate in this market. Well, that was 2014.
That was 2014.
That was 2014. My portfolio has only appreciated 64% since 2014. So
I'd hate to see a good time.
Yeah, I know, right? I think it's you know, they were basing their opinion on what they saw in recent history. Now I'm basing my opinion on the market and what I've seen in recent history. That's my basis. And someone else, when the market is a lot hotter than this, will base it off of a different point in time. But at the end of the day, real estate appreciates almost every year, whether it's 16%, like we've had some years like that recently, or a more typical 4.5%, which is a good number to use for Denver.
Right. Once again, if you missed our opening segment, Kurt is having a really cool seminar coming up on Thursday, February the 27th. And this is going to be held at the Lamar Street Center. This is at 5889 North Lamar Street. And Kurt's going to be going through the asset manager loan, which we talked about just briefly at the beginning of the show. Also, Joe Quijano is going to be there from Become the Bank. Dinner will be provided. John Rush will be there as well from Rush to Reason. And all you need to do is reserve your spot. You can call Mike at 720-895-0500, or you can simply go to aimortgage.com/events and reserve your seat there. But Kurt's going to be going through things on how to access your money when you need it, tax-free, recession-proof retirement, liquid funds with no penalty, and hey, how to pay thousands less than interest and own your home faster with simple interest. So call Mike, 720-895-0500, or go to aimortgage.com/events and register there. We'll be right back.
Hi, Jack Corgan. Shopping for a new car can be a harrowing experience unless you use my favorite car dealer, Len Lyles Chevrolet, just east of I-225 on Colfax, 15 minutes from anywhere. I've worked with him for more than 12 years, and I promise you, Len Lyles is not your typical car dealership. Check out their excellent reviews on Google. They are respectful of your time, not high pressure, and have very progressive pricing because low overhead really does mean lower prices. Len Lyles Chevrolet, go east and pay the least.
Chevy. Find new roads.
Have you been considering an RV, or are you looking for a place that will help you keep your RV in top condition? Let me tell you about my friends at Cousins RV. They've got three convenient locations to serve you in Loveland, Wheat Ridge, and Colorado Springs, which includes full parts and service departments at all three locations. Cousins RV is locally owned and operated by Jim Humble and Drew Bryant with over 40 years in the RV industry. Cousins RV offers the top manufacturers in the industry, and they have a huge selection of pre-owned RVs at every price point. Service is key at Cousins RV, and they can handle any repair, even offering a mobile RV service. Hey, we all know accidents can happen, and at Cousins RV, they have their own collision center with a paint booth to fit the largest of RVs. Come to the place that has the best Google reviews from any RV dealer in Colorado and ranks number one in customer satisfaction. Owners Jim and Drew are on site daily. Be sure and let them know you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio.
If you're 62 years of age or older and own a home, ask yourself, do I want to stay in my home? Have you built up enough equity? Can my family and I benefit from additional cash? Steve Hurley has been a resident of Colorado for over 32 years and is a senior helping seniors. These are questions he can help answer to see if a reverse mortgage is right for you. Call Steve Hurley at 303-885-0254 from Affordable Interest Mortgage today to schedule your free consultation. It may be the most important call you'll ever make.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
And we are back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio and our special edition of Your Money Matters. Kurt Rogers is with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, any mortgage needs, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. Our special guest today from Atlas Real Estate, Jim Doolittle. Jim's number, 303-913-2333. And, Jim, if somebody's out there listening to this, I mean, what do they do? Call you and you'll sit down with them and kind of go through a little bit about what you do?
Yeah. I'm actually not a very talkative person, but I love to talk about real estate.
And if anybody's got something they're thinking about selling, they give you a call.
Yeah, well, we buy and sell, trade investment properties all day long.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were talking during the break about our kids, and it's a shame that all this wasn't taught or still isn't, you know, as we were growing up, Kurt, and everything. And I like Mike's story because he's got young kids and how he buys a house with each kid, you know, and puts a 15-year note on whatever and have something for them. But, man, what a great thing. Instead of people putting just some money and hoping the stock market will do good for a college fund or something, this might be the way to do it, Kurt.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I think it works quite well. You're an investor, and looking at it different from Mike. Mike will teach you how to do this, but you've learned this stuff on yourself. When you're looking at a property, how do you look at the numbers? What numbers do you look at? If somebody's out there and thinking about doing what you're doing, what are some of the ways they need to look at the numbers to make sure they fit? Because you're not buying a property because you like the property.
That's right.
It ain't a property you're going to move into. That's some of the biggest stakes you can make from the beginning.
Yeah, I don't go to cocktail parties and show pictures of my rental properties. I just don't. But I wish I could come to the cocktail parties with my P&L and say, look at this.
Forget
about the
spreadsheet,
but look at the P&L.
So how do you look at those numbers when you're buying a property?
Yeah, so at Atlas, we have a model that we use, which is great because it includes all of the expenses. A lot of times people say, here's a great investment property, and they don't include all the expenses. And it looks great on paper. When we present to our clients, here's an investment property, here's the numbers, we have an assumption in there for everything, right? And you can argue about the assumption that we've made. Is it 4% or 3%, right? Okay, we can debate over that. But the bottom line is we included something in there for everything. So, you know, our model is meant to be as close as we can possibly get it to what is really going to happen after you buy the
property. From past experience, too.
After you buy the property, right. Yeah. But the first thing I look at in the model is cap rate. And, you know, we don't have to get into what that means, but that's the first ROI type of number that I look at when I'm buying. In today's market, you know, 5, 5.5 is about right. You get up towards 6 and you better jump on it. But you can still buy 5 and 5.5% and make cap rate and make really solid money. And then when it comes to the neighborhood, you know, we were talking about Commerce City and how I kind of had to get over some of my own perceptions about what that meant. You know, I like to buy in the C-class neighborhoods. And you heard people say, well, that's an A-class, B-class, C, D-class neighborhood. And what does that mean exactly? And it kind of means a little bit something different to everybody. It's very subjective. There's nothing that says this is definitely a C and this is definitely a D.
Right.
But one true indicator is if you go to a C-class neighborhood during middle of the day, on a weekday, you're not going to see a lot of cars because everybody's at work, or most everybody's at work, right? A D-class neighborhood, you go there in the middle of the day, there's a lot of cars around, right? Because these folks are living off of entitlement programs and other kinds of things. And not that those are bad programs, those are harder tenants to manage. They come and go a lot quicker, tend to cause more damage. So, you know, in a C-class neighborhood on the weekend, you're going to see the truck that says Comcast or something, or Xcel Energy, right? These are people that have jobs, trades, you know, skills, and they're applying them and trying to raise a family like everybody else.
Doing some yard work, keeping their place up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hardworking folks.
Yep. So when you find those kind of properties, is there a certain, and I'm sure there's C-class that can be, you know, $500,000, $600,000, $700,000, $800,000. Do you look at those the same way you look at something maybe at $300,000 to $400,000 on the ability to rent and the cash flow and all those numbers? Is there a difference that you think of?
Yeah. So on those higher price points, the two scenarios that you described, on those higher price points, now you're dealing with people that, I mean, there are more people that are going to buy that house to live in it themselves than buy it to rent it, right? And those people will pay more than someone like me who's buying it to rent it. So you're trying to compete with somebody, a market, that's going to pay more than an investor will. And that's why the numbers just start to really fall apart at those higher price points.
You have to pay too much to get them.
Yeah, yeah. You're competing with an owner-occupant who's willing to pay more and make an emotional decision, not make an investment decision.
Because you're only looking at basically how's the cash flow.
That's right. That's right.
What kind of neighborhood it's at? How's it going to turn out for me?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
So, Kurt, is the first right step in all this? I mean, you know, folks are listening and it's like, hey, you guys make this sound pretty good. Is the first right step to sit down with someone like yourself and, you know, you go through your normal deal of why they want to do investment property and figure out if they are really a good candidate to do this financially?
Well, you know, since knowing Mike, I have a lot of people that will come in and say, okay, I'm thinking about doing this. Mike has, you know, like he says, I don't have any property. I have people that are already approved to buy the property, so I just got to find them. So I help him, you know, I help find customers that will do that. But if you're thinking about doing it, there are so many different ways you can buy an investment property, from the house hacking side that Mike talks about to just straight up buying it, whether you're buying a single family or duplex. But if you're even thinking, you need to understand how the numbers work going in, mm-hmm. to see if a property at $400,000 is going to cash flow, what you need to get in rent for it, and you need to see if you qualify for it. Many people feel that when they're buying a property, let's say they want to buy a $400,000 property, and the rent on and the payment on that might be $2,000, where they say, well, I can't qualify for it. But you get to count the rent coming in. So it nullifies some of the debt that goes with it, so you can qualify for it. Because you're receiving money and it counts as income. And it you don't have to have a history of it. They'll count it right away, what the banks will do now. Gotcha. So, and you can get into an investment property with 20% down. Most people put 25, but that's the norm. So, yeah, if you're thinking about it, you need to do some preliminary work, and we can tell you probably within a half hour to 45 minutes where you're at. Mm-hmm. What would work, what won't work.
Right. Kurt's number, 720-895-0500. So your next conversation is what we call it. We don't like to call it a seminar that you guys have.
Not with beer and wine.
Yeah. That will be at the end of the month then, right?
Yep.
Let's see here. I'm
trying 25th. Yeah. I think it's the 25th.
Calendar here. 25th. Yep. Okay. And that's at 970?
970 Yuma Street.
Yuma Street.
I mean, it's right off the highway. You can't miss it. It's really easy to get to.
No sales pitch. That's
not
the thing.
Period. There's not a book. There's not a
free,
tape.
If it's free, then there's a catch. Mm-hmm. If there's a catch at all, and I wouldn't even call it a catch, you know, why do we do this? Honestly, Mike does this class just to share all the information the tip of the iceberg of all the information he's learned.
Sure.
So he does it just to give back. If Atlas is going to make any money, it's going to be selling you an income property. And we make a commission like any other broker does.
Sure.
So, you know, that's what we're trying to do as a business is put you into good performing investment assets. And if, you know, we're successful doing it once, we know you'll come back to us and we'll just do it over and over.
And talk about the management side. Because to me, I mean, all these other things are really cool, but not have to be the landlord over it.
Yep.
Have your expertise at doing that to me is what seals the deal.
Yeah.
I'd ask you, do you manage your properties?
So I can tell you good stories and bad stories on both sides. So I have properties here in Denver. I also have properties in Memphis, Tennessee. I totally regret investing in Memphis. Don't invest in Memphis, but I'm there. I stabilized that portfolio, and at least for now I'm there. And since it's out of state, I've got to hire a project or a property manager. Mm-hmm. You can't manage remotely. Started investing down there 2 years ago, and I'm on my fourth property management company. I just don't like them. And in general, the way they're compensated, they make money when the investor loses money. And that drives me crazy. So as an investor, the scariest part of it, the worst part of it is vacancy. When something's vacant, now you're paying the note. There's going to be repairs that come with it, carpet and paint at the very least, right? And maybe more, and no money is coming in. And so that's the brutal, that's the killer, event when it comes to investing in real estate. And the property managers that I've worked with in Memphis, which are very typical around the country, they like for their tenants to leave every 12 months because then they can come in and do the carpet and paint and mark that up and put that fee in their pocket. Then they lease the lease to a new tenant, and they put a month or half a month fee in their pocket. And meanwhile, the investor is just hemorrhaging money while that's going on. So, and then managing my own stuff here in Denver has been, you know, I actually liked it more than I ever thought I did. I did it because I'm cheap, and I didn't want to spend the money to pay somebody to do it. But I ended up liking it more than I thought I would. But I also took the time to learn the craft. It's, don't just think you can go in and be a property manager. You're going to be lousy, I promise. So I took the time, and I had enough properties. I didn't have a job, so I was doing this full time, you know, to learn the craft and do it myself, and I do it quite well.
Now, Mike's philosophy on that is that he has no problem if somebody wants to do it, but he teaches people to look at the tenants differently because, like you talked about, the vacancy rate is what kills you. So his vacancy rate is rather small, like 1% of all the properties he has.
Yeah, and he uses Atlas as his property manager.
Yeah.
And I wish there was an Atlas in Memphis, Tennessee.
Because you'd use them.
That would sell, in a heartbeat. So what we do at Memphis is, what we do at Atlas is our goals are aligned. So we make money when the owners make money. We lose money when the owners lose money. So we're all on the same page. We're all trying to do the exact same thing. And so, for example, our property managers get paid based on collections. If it's vacant, they're not collecting. And that property manager, it hits them in their pocket directly. And it hits them in a pretty big way. So, you know, using money as incentive, which is a great idea, our property managers are motivated to put quality tenants in from the beginning.
Right.
That will hopefully, there's no guarantee, hopefully will stay forever, and the property will never go vacant. I don't know any other property management company that operates that way.
And he has a tendency to, when the tenant calls, they take care of it. They get out there, they get it fixed, and they make the person, it's like you respect that tenant for being there. So they don't want to move.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And then we also, with our, you know, one of the reasons I fired my first property management company out in Memphis is because of the communication. If I had a question, it was my responsibility to call all the five people or six people that I knew in the company to get the answer. And, you know, they all pointed the finger at somebody else.
Sure.
And now I'm frustrated because I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what they're up to. I don't know why this cost me this. And at Atlas, you have one point of contact. And if he or she doesn't know the answer, 9 times out of 10 they will, then they'll run around the inside of the organization and get the answer for you. Yeah.
Okay.
You're listening to a special edition of Haystack Help Radio, and we call it Your Money Matters. If you'd like to get a call from Jim, or talk to Jim, I should say, give him a call, 303-913-2333. Atlas Real Estate is the company. We got to take our last break. We'll be right back.
You're stuck in a difficult situation. You don't know whether or not you even need an attorney. Have a conversation with Kevin Flesh.
You know, I have some really hard conversations and conversations that I don't expect some days relating to factually what happened in a case or what's going on in the person's life. And I've been doing this long enough. I've been doing it, you know, since 1996, so almost 25 years. And the faces change, but a lot of times the fact patterns don't. And when you get into these situations where you know where this fact pattern is going to be going, but you don't know necessarily if you're going to really add a whole lot of value, that's sometimes why we have these free consultations, so I can give some advice. I can suggest what they need to do to help themselves. But at the end of the day, it may be me stepping out and saying, I'm not comfortable traipsing you through court appearances and not really adding the value that I want to add. And it's one of those things where they're going to be able to get through it on their own and figure it out and not be lighter in the wallet.
Call now for a free consultation with personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh, 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
It's Pet Dental Health Month at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, and they are celebrating oral health for pets all through the month of February. Free oral screens will be offered by their technicians in the lobby, and when your dog or cat receives a dental procedure, you'll be entered into their special dental health gift basket drawing. You'll earn reward points at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center when you download their free app. Hey, this is Scott Watley for Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, and we've trusted our pets' care of this great staff since 2003. Call today and schedule your pet for their dental care, 303-708-8050. That's 308-708-8050. Check out their great blogs at LoneTreeVet.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Your Money Matters. My name is Scott Watley. Kurt Rogers with us. If you're just getting in the car, or turn on the radio. Our special guest today, Jim Doolittle from Atlas Real Estate. And real quick, just a reminder, Thursday, February 27th at the Lamar Street Center at 5889 North Lamar Street in Arvada. Kurt's going to be doing a seminar there on the asset manager loan. Joe Quijano is going to be there from Become the Bank. Dinner will be provided. John Rush will be there as well. And seating is limited. The program will start at 6:30. And listen, this is not going to be some kind of boring just seminar, I promise you. They're going to make this exciting, and Kurt is pure entertainment at these. So come to this event, and you can call Mike at 720-895-0500 to reserve your spot, or you can go to aimortgage.com/events to reserve your spot now for Thursday, February 27th at 6:30 p.m.
Okay, and this is from past experience. Many people think that buying a house and having an investment property in a down market is a bad deal. John and Mike talks about it in his what his dad had told him. Explain to us why that's not necessarily the truth if you have the right investment.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you buy right, that's key. You always got to buy right, right? So, you know, I ask people, landlords and property owners that survived this last recession, and a lot of them didn't, right? But the ones that did survive, when I get a chance to talk with them, I'm like, how did you do it? What did you do? And their advice has always been, is almost always the same. And that is, don't be afraid to lower your rent, right? We're all just greedy, I guess, and don't want to lower our rent, and so it sits vacant. And I just told you how painful vacancies can be. So that's their advice, is be prepared. Lower it hard, lower it fast, keep the units filled. So then I ask myself, I run my numbers, and I'm like, okay, so how much could I lower my rents and still cover my expenses and my mortgage, right? And, you know, I can lower mine by more than 30%. And still break even. So I sleep great at night. I've got millions of dollars in debt. And everyone says, how do you sleep at night with millions of dollars in debt? Well, first of all, the tenants are making the payments.
Not my money.
And it's not my money. You know, if the market turns, meaning if real estate values decline, I could, worst case, lower my rents by 30% and break even, right?
Mike brings that up, is that just because the value on paper went down doesn't mean you lost a dime. As long as it's still cash flowing, like you said, you can drop it 30%, you can still get by. Because when the market crashed like it did last time, a lot of people lost a home. They still had to live somewhere. They still got a rent.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they'll move in and they'll take care of it so they can get back on their feet and go forward. So if your rent's not $2,800 a month and you're able to lower it and get it around that $1,600 to $1,900 range, people still got to have a place to live.
Yeah, having a roof over your head is never going to go out of style.
No, because not all, where are they going to move to? Somewhere else in the country is doing the same thing? No.
Yep.
They're going to stay here.
Yeah.
Quickly on from your experience, biggest myths people have about investment, buying investment property.
Yeah, I would say on the front end, it's, you know, good old-fashioned analysis to paralysis. And I told you it took a year for me to buy my first one, and I was guilty of that. And then after you buy a few and you really know how the business, you know how the numbers work, it got to the point where I needed like four pieces of information, a quick walkthrough, and I'm going to buy it, right? So you got to quickly get to how much information do I have to make the decision, and then forget about the rest. I mean, don't forget about it. Collect it if you can, but you still need to make the decision. And more times than not, making that decision is saying no, but being able to say no quickly
And confidently, don't second guess yourself.
Yeah, it shouldn't take you 3 days. It should take you, I can do it in 3 minutes. I did it this morning. 3 minutes with my four numbers, a quick, you know, drive by on the, you know, on Google Maps, and it was a no. Yeah. Right. But it cost me, you know, 4 minutes of my life, not 4 days of my life. And you do that enough and there'll be yeses.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to say yes confidently without creating the world's fanciest spreadsheet. So that's one. You know, I think when it comes to managing your own properties, be careful, right? I do it because I learned the craft, like I said. Don't think you can just go out and be a great property manager because you won't be.
Having a full-time job and being a property manager is going to be too much.
Yeah, it can be a lot of work. You know, once you get everything stabilized and you learn the art of putting in really good tenants, like I've done, I hardly lift a finger.
Yeah.
But don't think that you're just going to wake up one day and be that guy.
Yeah. Once again, Jim's number, 303-913-2333, 303-913-2333. RealAtlas.com is the website. And once again, hey, just give Jim a call and let him visit with you a little bit and tell you a little bit more of his story. And, of course, Kurt Rogers can help you out on the financial end, the mortgage things. If you would like to get some tips from Kurt, 720-895-0500 as well.
Your next event's the 25th, which is Tuesday, a week from tonight, 6:30, 970 Yuma Street. Beer, wine, snacks, have a conversation, ask all the questions, come in as pessimistic as you want. Just come in and you'll learn something.
You'll learn something. And if you don't, you know, and
you can't buy a house because you guys don't have any.
Today we do, but by next week, you know, we may or may not.
Right.
When we do get good deals, they go fast, as you would imagine.
Yep. Your disclosure, sir.
7400 East Arapahoe Road, Suite 109, Centennial, Colorado. We're regulated by the Division of Real Estate. NMLS is 298191, and we are an equal credit lender. Oh, our phone number, 720-895-0500. And if you'd like to come to our event on the 27th, you can go to aimortgage.com/events and just sign up. We'll have dinner. We'll have all kinds of nice little conversation, and it's a great facility.
All right. Jim, great to have you on the show, sir.
Thank you, Scott.
All right. Jim's number, 303-913-2333. Don't go anywhere. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
And opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.